and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Then Jesus talks about the broom here. Well, he said a woman had a broom and swept her house. Well, if you're going to talk about a broom, let's look at it here. If God is sweeping for lost corn, I saw the church on a broom. First, there's a handle. Second, there's some wires tied to the handle and the straws. Third, there's some cords to go around the straw. Fourth, here are the straws. Now watch me now. The handle is the preacher. The wires that connect the handle to the straw is the Holy Ghost. The cords is the deacon board. And the straws is the membership. Now watch me, I'm finna get started here in a minute. Let's go back over now. You see the whole church. Preacher, Holy Ghost, deacon, and members. Now, I got my hand on the handle because I'm God. Now, the broom can't argue with me about where to sweep. Wherever God decides to use the church has no business arguing with God about how to use them. It's up to me where I want to sweep. All the broom has to do is submit under the mighty hand of God. Now watch this here. If God gonna use the church, the first person he gonna put his hands on is the preacher. Now if some folk had their way, they wouldn't have no preacher. But I don't care how many times you fire a preacher, you got to go get another one. Because how can you hear without a preacher? God not going to put his hand on no deacon board and no choir member. He got to first put his hand on a preacher. Now watch it here. I don't mean to hurt no preachers here. You know, when I preached this sermon several years ago in Washington, D.C., in the National Baptist Convention at late night, and preachers were all shouting, preach it until I start talking about crooked handles and and somebody said, move on, Doc, move on. Well, God can't sweep with no crooked handle. If you're going to sweep, you got to have a straight handle. God can't use no crooks in the pulpit. You know, I told some preachers in a preacher seminar I spoke to, I said, you know, this is already a pool. You call it a pulpit. I said, it's already a pit. And when you get in this pit and don't pull in the pit, you in a pit sure enough. You pulling in your pit. God got to have a straight man. His word is worth something. Not a liar, not a backbiter, not a thief, but straight. And then the next thing God got to have is a firm preacher. A whole lot of churches been messed up with weak handles. If God gonna use that church, you got to have a firm preacher. See, some of y'all don't like it when your pastor's firm. Some folk don't like you when you're strong. Some folk want you weak, but God can't use no yes, yes preacher. I told some preachers the other day, you got to preach every Sunday like you got your bags packed and ready to go. Don't yield to them, but yield to God. I had a woman come to me telling me about what the Spirit told her to tell me. I said, well, he better tell me. Glory to God. I don't know what Spirit talking to you. To be led by God's man, got to be led by God. See, when a shepherd follow the sheep, he walk in the mess. If you don't want to walk in the sheep's mess, stay in front of them. Some strong men in the home. You know why so many homes are messed up? Weak handles. These men riding around here with these $40 hairdos on these 10 cent heads. Whoa! I thank God I got a round trip ticket. Walking around here with gold in your mouth and can't speak good English. Diamonds on a finger and can't even write your name. Coming into church talking about you want God to touch you. And you done went out there and bought hot jewelry. Some of you got on hot wigs and hot shoes and diamond, and then coming into church talking about you want the Holy Ghost to hit you. With all that hot stuff on you, you better hope he don't hit you. You gonna explode. Glory, hallelujah. I don't like hen pecks, yeah. Now, women don't want no henpecked husband, but she won't turn you down if you want to be one. We need some men to quit running around here getting on the corners blaming somebody. Stop going around here smoking all this pot. When I was coming along, grass was something you played in. Now they're smoking it. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know what it is about our people nowadays. You know, we're losing it as black males. And it's not the female fault. It's our fault. It doesn't matter with me if my wife bringing home more money than I am. It's all going in the same pot. Learn how to be a man and thank God for blessing. Let's move on here. Next thing I see here is a wasp. But look, I like this here. Now, most brooms don't have no title and a tag on the straw. Most of the labels are on the handle. And most time they tell you who's sponsoring this broom. And if you want to know what kind of preacher I am, you ought to always check out my label. I don't care what kind of preacher come in town and how he sounds, you better find out if he's preaching Jesus. Or you end up following another Jim Jones. Some of us run out there, everything got their head tied up looking funny. Then you got to have the wasp, which is the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is the one that connects the preacher and the church together. If the Holy Ghost be our guide, if the Holy Ghost lead us, you won't ever go astray. We got to get some folk full of the Holy Ghost. Now, a whole lot of you are saved, but you're not filled. Now, feeling of the Holy Ghost just means something extra. Speaking in an unknown tongue won't save no sinner, but it will impress a sinner. I can't win you speaking in an unknown tongue. Speaking in an unknown tongue is a heavenly language that the Holy Ghost has given me that the Father's pleased to hear. And it's a gift from God, and I thank God that I can speak in an unknown tongue. But it's not going to save nobody. And the worst thing I ever seen is to see folks speak in tongue and won't speak to each other. But if a church going to survive, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Then next, I want you to see now, watch it. See those cords that go around the straw? That's the deacon board. What are these cords around here for? Hold the straw together. That's what a deacon board is for, to help hold the straw together. I said the other day, a deacon board was created in a mess to keep out a mess. But sometimes they're the first one bring the mess in. See, some folk come for conference. You know what some folk, when they hear the word conference, you know what they think it means? Come and fuss. A deacon is a servant. He's an armor bearer. He's a helper. He doesn't rule. He helps hold peace. He's a peacemaker. You want a church to tab, you find a whole lot of deacons fighting the pastor. God never left his church in the hand of no deacon board. In fact, God never asked for no deacon. God left that church in the hand of the preacher. Feed my sheep. And it was the preacher's idea to get some deacons. They said, look ye out among you and find seven men full of the Holy Ghost. You are there to help the pastor because the pastor ain't got no time to count money and preach. Deacon is a holy man. If the pastor can't show up and late for a meeting, deacon ought to be strong enough to get up there and preach. He's supposed to be so powerful, he can open doors of the church. Lay hands on the sick like Stephen. He's a holy man. He's a peacemaker. When I was coming along, if some old devil got up in conference going at the pastor, when I was coming along, old deacon would tell you, we ain't having that. We ain't finna let you tab our church. If you got a complaint, bring it to the board. We'll sit out and talk about it. Don't let mess get in your church. Hold it together. And the deacon board ought to be close enough to go to the pastor and say, pastor, let's sit down and talk about it. Yeah. Don't you let no old devil get up in your church talking about I want to talk. Deacon's supposed to be strong enough to say, sit down. Before the pastor don't ever say nothing, deacon says, sit down. Don't let mess tap your church. There's always some mad folk in church. I done told you there's two kind of folk in the church. It's the caterpillar and the pillar. The caterpillar holds it up. The pillars hold it up. And the caterpillar just crawl in and out. You either save or you're lost. I ain't never heard of no half-pregnant woman. Ain't but two folks in the church, the saints and the ain'ts. A lot of folk in the church not saved, and you got to hold that thing together. Now don't get too happy on the deacon, I'm coming your way. Look, now, see that straw? I can take that straw off by itself, break it up, break it up, break it up, throw it away. But when they together, I can't break them. That's the way a church needs to be. Anytime somebody think they can get off by themselves, talking about I don't need nobody, I don't need no church folk. I don't need to go to church. The devil will get you in. Break you up. But when you pray together, you'll stay together. You can't make it trying to be independent. You got to be with the fold. You know, you got to have some unity. And there's a difference in union and unity. A whole lot of folk got some union, but no unity. I can take a dog and a cat and tie them by the tail together. I have some union, but I sure won't have no unity. And if everybody in the church not on one accord, you got union, but no unity. Watch me now. This an old broom. Look, see that straw sticking out? It's on the broom, but it's just hanging on. You got a whole lot of folk in the church just hanging on. When some folk get mad and leave the church, talking about the preacher wasn't right, they were just hanging on to start with. They were already halfway out the door. When some folk get mad and claim some mess going on in the choir, ain't it all that bad? They were just hanging on. You got some folk lying on some, talking on some, carrying on some, looking on, and some don't know what's going on. You got some mothers on the motherboard just hanging on. You got some choir members just hanging on. You got some ushers just hanging on. And you know, the harder you sweep, the sooner they'll break off. And when God decides to use the church, it won't be long before they fall off. Now look, another thing I want you to see on a broom like this that's been working a long time, you notice some brooms, straws look like they've been here a long time, and some worn out. That's the way the church is. You only have a handful sweeping. This is where the hard work was. And this is where the members just sitting up there talking about our church. Don't pay no money. I don't know why some folk get mad at Mount Carmel and run off and leave and wasn't putting but $3 in there to start with. Oh, how in the world I'm going to miss you? You wasn't doing nothing no how, but on the broom. Well, I'm going to close here. I want an old preacher. Yes, sir. And then I want the youngest preacher up here. Now, watch this, huh?
Look at here.
Hold the brooms up, gentlemen. Now, this is an old broom. And this is a new broom. Now, when I would come along, my mama had two brooms. Most of these young women don't know nothing about that because they don't sweep up nohow. I had a sister of mine so lazy, Dorothy Ann would make up the bed in the middle of it. I had to tell her, God, get out the bed, then you can make it up. But when I would come along, my mama had an old broom and a new broom. And I used to wonder why mama had two brooms. Well, she used the old broom for scrubbing. And a new broom for sweeping. Now watch this here. A new broom can out sweep an old broom. Because it's young, got a whole lot of straws, strong. But a new broom can't get in some cracks. Like an old broom can. Old man may not have the strength, but he know the way. I often said a young man can beat an old man jumping a fence, but an old man know how to go down through the crack and come out too. Sometimes we tend to throw away old folk in the church and tell them to sit down, but you better keep those old folk. God got to have the young and the old. You know, years ago, they didn't put the old senior mother off the usher board. They tell her to stay there as an honors member. You don't have to do nothing, mama. Just sit on the pew. Why did old folks stay around? Because you need old folk for wisdom. Stories told about one boy one time, teacher told him to go find out what grace is. Amen. Little boy didn't know the definition for grace, So he went home and asked his mama, "Mama, what is grace?" Mama said, "I don't know, baby. I think it has something to do with God's pardon or something about God's love." Little boy wasn't satisfied with that. So he went out and he asked his daddy while he was shaving. He said, "Daddy, mama didn't seem to tell me what grace was, so what is grace?" Daddy was a theologian. He said, "Well, son, it's unmerited favors of God." Little boy said, "That's a big word definition. I don't know how to explain that to my teacher." The old father said, "Well, baby, maybe I don't understand it either. Grandmama out on the porch. Go out there and ask her." So little boy went out and asked grandmama, rocking in the chair. "Grandmama, mama told me grace was something that I couldn't really understand. And daddy gave me a theological definition that was too hard for me to comprehend. So grandmama, they told me to come ask you, what is grace?" Grandmama, rocking in the chair, said, "Well, baby, grandma didn't have a chance to go to school. I don't know nothing about theology. And I can't really tell you what grace is. But grandmama can tell you what it's like." "Well, what is it like?" "Well, the first thing I can tell you, baby, it's amazing." So many times I couldn't understand it, but all I could say, it's amazing. "And then I want to tell you, it saved an old wretch like me. Whatever it is, I once was lost, but now I'm found. One day, grandmama was blind, but now she can see." The little boy was satisfied. He understood grace. I want to tell you, we throw away the old church sometime, but you're going to need them. Some of you tonight, I don't understand how a woman can raise 12 children by herself. And when she get old, 12 children can't see about her. Great God, you ought to remember the old wisdom and keep them around sometime. If you can't keep her, and if grandmama's in the nursing home, you ought to go see her. Great God, old folk know the way. And then old people don't need to kill out the young. Step aside, teach young people how to play a part in the church. If you kill out all your young people, when you die, you won't have no church.
This is Keith Frank, the Zydeco boss. And I want to talk to you about helping stop the spread of the coronavirus. Man, this thing really scares me. So me and my family have been practicing social distancing, washing our hands with soap and water as often as possible, and wearing a face mask or face covering when we do go out. Me and my Swallow Zydeco band would love to be on stage performing right now for everybody, but we have to be smart and we have to be safe. So let's get serious, Louisiana. Let's stop the spread of the coronavirus.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right.